Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Nick Mitchell, how'd you get in here? Did somebody leave the door open?
I snuck in. There's a cat door, actually.
Wow, well, you're in amazingly good shape then.
Live, they say.
Better than I thought. And you were out on the town recently seeing Ragtime at Carnegie Mellon University.
Yes, indeed.
It's a celebration of a new generation. I can't remember the lyrics, but...
They called it Ragtime. Indeed, they did.
How was it?
It was pretty fantastic,
yeah.
Brian. It was. I had only seen the show once years ago. I forgot everything that happened. I forgot the broad scope. I forgot the amount of time it covered and all the social issues it brought up.
Wow.
And I lived it for the first time.
Again. See it again for the first time.
Absolutely.
Isn't that what they used to say about cats?
Unfortunately.
They had to say something.
Well, somebody had to see it once.
Now and forever at the Winter Garden
Theater.
Now
and forever.
But you know, I love that time period. And this is one of, really, a musical that I enjoy. But I heard it's sold out.
It is. They are taking names at the door. There are about 30 people of all ages, college student, early bird, senior citizen discount, all of them waiting. And I saw about 29 people get in.
Wow.
The day that I was there.
So they are kind of like literally kicking butt and taking names up there at CMU.
It's worth rolling the dice, though. It really is.
Yeah, okay, well, good. So what were some of the standouts to you?
As far as the design, it was three spinning scaffold stair structures. And between the design of Frank Blackmore and Katie Fetro, the lighting design of Alex Stevens, and the projection design of Alex Reed, it was seamless. There were probably 40 different locations or more, and I was never in doubt where I was. The projections were seamless. It didn't seem contrived. There was some overlap from time to time. It was visually stunning.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot going on there.
There was. There were a couple of exposed LEDs, which didn't fit into the 1906 timeline, but I was willing to look past that.
Hey, this is the music of a new generation.
But it is.
The people called it Ragtime. The better to see you with, my dear, we could say. Based on the novel Ragtime by E.L. Doctorow. I never read that. I wonder how accurate it matches up.
The amount that they cram into it,
it's like a novel,
have to imagine. It's almost a Les Mis scope.
Yeah.
It take because I did read Victor Hugo's Les Mis, and I watched Ragtime on stage and realize that that novel has to be just boom, 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 filled with facts. I really enjoyed what they did with having the three separate cultures and telling the stories, interweaving them. They didn't call them the upper class, the middle class. They called them the citizens of New Rochelle, who were white and played tennis. They had
the
citizens of Harlem.
The way you say that, though, does imply.
It does
imply. You said it with a little inflection.
There was a little turn of the nose.
Yeah, I caught it.
The citizens of Harlem. And then the immigrants. And I thought one of the most poignant moments of the whole show, right in the beginning, a song called Journey On. Father is leaving the country to go explore because some of the families don't have names, and that's fine. And Tata, the immigrant father, is coming on a boat to America. And as they pass, one of the lyrics, I actually jotted it down, father says, "Is it freedom or love that you pray for? Too late. Long gone." A speech to the immigrants coming over, and all of a sudden here we are in 2017 and people looking at immigrants coming to the nation and saying what you're looking for isn't here. But he was wrong, because, not to spoil it, but Tata doesn't have all bad news in his story. Tata, incidentally, played by Clay Singer, was a highlight, as was father Henry Ayers Brown. But as most productions go, it was Colehouse Walker who was the vocal powerhouse of the show. He wore a microphone. I don't believe he needed one in that house or anywhere. Wow. Just a voice as big as the seas. John Clay III. Wow. Just an incredible powerhouse performance.
Yeah, that's a signature role there. That's a red letter.
Exactly. That's the role. That's the name in lights role.
But very timely, you could say, even though this is, the early 1900s.
The best historical stories end up being timeless, because what do? We do it again and again.
So if you can get in to see it, do.
Yes.
I think you might agree with that. Directed and choreographed by Tomei Cousin, Ragtime at Carnegie Mellon University School of Drama, again through March 4th. It is sold out, but you can try to get on that waiting list, and according to you, that is worth it.
I say it is worth the gamble, and if not, you go to Lulu's Noodles. It's not a bad night.
I don't know. That's
is that a plug? Am I allowed to do that?
You're allowed to do that.
All right.
Great production of Ragtime or a noodle bowl.
It's a consolation prize. I mean, what do you want?
You're right. I'll take that. So I'll see you at Lulu's after the show, or maybe
sounds good
before.
To me.
Good deal.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.